I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last month, the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the Rwanda-backed M23 rebel group signed a peace accord. What's more, they committed to adopt a final peace deal by August 18. At least six truces in their conflict have failed since 2021. Yet David Durrance, president of Teach Beyond, heard this from one of their local school leaders.
The result of what we saw there has spurred on hope that they have not felt for a decade. He said, somehow this does feel different and there's hope in our community.
Pray for Teach Beyond staff serving as the hands and feet of Christ to students and their families in the DRC.
So we're just really praying that by God's grace and mercy, this would stick and that we would have a lasting peace.
And hope is reaching Native communities. Every summer, On Eagle's Wings, a division of Hutchcraft Ministries, holds Summer of Hope outreaches. Doug Hutchcraft shares.
There have been six this summer. Like the other communities we visited, this is a community screaming for hope.
A powerful moment came with a new believer, Carrie.
She immediately, when she's done praying, goes and runs to her group of friends a few yards away, saying, "You need this too. Come with me. You need this too. You need this Jesus."
Like the biblical story of the Samaritan woman at the well, Carrie became a rescuer within moments of giving her life to Jesus. The ministry goes by invitation, meeting with communities to ensure effective follow-up and discipleship. Their work continues year-round. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.